to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is episode 32. And since we are social distancing, we are trying to record our podcast over Zoom. So if we sound funny, that's why. It's not because we've gone, you know, inhaling helium or anything like that.
You're the only one who sounds funny, Marla. So.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good.
I think okay, you just did a Max Headroom thing on there. That was pretty funny.
Right. Okay, great.
Sounded like a robot for half a second.
Yeah, so I'm Marlis, and I am joined by...
Judy.
And John.
Yay. And today, we are exploring some Oregon whiskeys. During the holidays, I think it was over Thanksgiving, wasn't it? John and Judy were down in Eugene visiting John's folks. And they went to a liquor store, and they found several Oregon whiskeys for us to try today. So the ones that we've got are Whippersnapper, an Oregon spirit whiskey, Burnside West End Blend, and Crater Lake Straight American Whiskey. So, haven't had any of them before, so this is an adventure.
It'll be a true taste test, because we don't know.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to start with Whippersnapper, the Oregon spirit whiskey, and I was confused by what is a spirit whiskey to start with. They evidently came into being after Prohibition when, because of Prohibition, you couldn't get like a fully aged whiskey, and vodka wasn't terribly known or, you know, sought after in the United States. And then when properly aged whiskey came back, spirit whiskey kind of fell by the wayside. Basically, it's a combination of a neutral grain spirit and whiskey for flavoring.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Okay.
What is a neutral grain spirit?
I'm glad you asked that. As far as I can tell, and, you know, reading the various things today, I got kind of confused at times. A neutral grain whiskey is like Kentucky White Dog. It has been distilled from a grain.
Is a Kentucky White Dog a white dog from Kentucky?
No. Okay. It's unaged corn distilled spirits.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. So when I used to get the Woodinville, you know, the little barrel, and I would get, I would buy the White Dog mash.
Oh, okay.
And that's basically unaged. It's been distilled, but it's not aged.
Got it.
So, spirit whiskey can be anything from 95% vodka with a little whiskey for flavoring to some fairly complex blends that, you know, people are trying to do now. So Whippersnapper is one of these complex blends. And it's very nice. They have their mash bill on the bottle, which I always like. This one is 63% corn neutral spirits or unaged corn liquor. 21% rye and 16% barley. So, and then they do age it after that in, I think, a variety of different kinds of barrels, you know, probably some bourbon, some, you know, that have had other things in it. And it's aged anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. And then they, and they may even blend from different barrels, put them together. So we will see. Now, Charles Cowdrey from the Whiskey Advocate is not a fan of spirit whiskeys, but he may be thinking of, you know, more of the old time ones too. So I figured we'll try it and see. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
It's kind of strong smelling.
Well, now hang on, because we've got... Are the bottles on our table arranged the same as the glasses? Because
they're not arranged the same. I didn't see the point.
Oh, okay, well that confused me because I'm looking at the bottles trying to figure out which one of these is which.
I told you what order they were in, dear.
Thank you, but that requires memory, of which I have none.
Oh, okay.
I need graphic assistance.
We're going to do Whippersnapper, Burnside, and Crater Lake.
Gotcha. Okay, Whippersnapper's
it's almost in alphabetical order, gotcha. But Marlis wanted to go first. So, Whippersnapper is first.
Okay, very good.
We're going from the end of the alphabet, jumping over and going
I know.
Forward. I'm rearranging yes. the bottles so oh, that Lord. I don't get confused.
And it's really, we should take a picture of this later. And you should take a picture horrible. Of yours no. too, Marlis, because we've got, like, you know, a mason jar with whippersnapper on it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, on a sticker, yeah.
And then Marlis has two mason jars yeah, with the other two.
We have mm-hmm. to pour some of each bottle into, you know, other bottles and drop them off on the porch and that sort of thing so that we could maintain social distancing while we're getting ready for our podcast.
Okay, so yes, it is strong smelling if we go back on track. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah, it says you should get a scent of turpentine and tobacco.
I think I have the turpentine.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay, I don't
know. Maybe some citrus or lemon?
I don't know. I think I just burned the nose hairs out.
Okay.
Time to taste. I'm a little frightened.
Huh. I got some fruit in the aroma, too.
Okay, just we have a dog, and yeah. the dog is seeming to think we have food and wants to talk. So if you hear
yes.
talking noises, it's the dog.
Yeah, if you hear right. growling, you know, that's the
okay. dog. Okay, all right.
It is not.
Well, this is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
it. It doesn't taste like turpentine at all. Mm-hmm. It's actually not bad. I mean, it burns a little going down, but...
Yeah. Well, and it's got some of that rye punch to mm-hmm. it. Bit of a burn, but not awful.
How much corn did you say was in that, or do you know?
63% corn.
Okay. I was going to say, I thought...
So, yeah, it's that almost...
I'm getting is from the corn, I think.
Yeah, it's almost like a bourbon, except that it's got the malted barley and a good chunk of rye in there, so...
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely...
Sorry. For some reason, it's making my throat want to... It's making me want to cough. I don't want people to think I have coronavirus or something.
No, no.
Right.
I do not, yeah. as far as I know.
Not yet.
Oh, stop.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's the other thing that I kind of like that it has on the bottle is that this is made entirely by hand without the use of computers or robots. So they're evidently very careful about where they take the cut in the distillate, you know, as it's coming out. They'll take only the heart, you know, they'll discard the others. And... so they're trying to make a craft whiskey here, and it's interesting. I don't know. It seems to be more like a bourbon than Judy is filling things.
No, I have dog hair in my glass.
Yeah. Oh. Occupational hazard.
It is sterilized.
It has a lot.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it's kind of tasty. I don't know that I would have it every day, but it's certainly, I'm not going to feel bad about having to finish the bottle, so.
That's true. Though, like I said, I don't know if it's because of my allergies or what, but it's making my throat feel scratchy. But mm-hmm. that could be mm-hmm. something else. Not coronavirus. Okay. So next, now that John has rearranged our bottles so that he is not confused, we are going to do the Burnside West End blend, which the bottle says Quercus Garyana Batch Finished Burnside West End Blend. I don't know what all that means, but it is from Eastside Distilling in Portland. Mm-hmm. And let's see, I had to change, stop. I had to change computers here, so now it's...
For your notes.
For my notes. Yeah. Yes, I'm of legal drinking age. Okay. It has a little history. It
just
has.
Checking.
Yeah. Here's my picture. Here's my gray hair. It does have a little story, so I'm going to read it. It said, Burnside Whiskey is our love letter to our ever-changing city in the heart of the Pacific Northwest. First, a little straight-up history. Burnside Street in Portland, Oregon has been famous with lovers of liquor since back in the 1860s, when saloons and card rooms along B Street drew thirsty sailors from the docks. Fast forward 100-odd years, and Burnside is still popular with dreamers and lost souls. As Portland was coming of age in the early 80s, so was the spirit of a community eager to embrace the fringe culture and a break from traditional beliefs. So there's like, it looks like there's three, whoops, that's not where I wanted to go. There are three different burn sides. There's the West End Blend, the Oregon Oaked Bourbon, and the Oregon Oaked Rye, and we are going to be doing the West End Blend.
Okay.
And it's a classic American-style whiskey, Oregon Oaked, in light and medium toasted barrels for tannins that play well with its sweet corn notes. Shareable spirit, light and vibrant, easy to mix or sip. And then on their website, burnsidewhiskey.com, that even gives you cocktail recipes to go along with it. So the nose, what do you guys get from the nose?
I'm not really getting a whole lot of scent.
Well, that's because yours burned your nose hairs out.
That could be. Yeah. That could be. Yeah.
Well,
a whippersnapper.
I can. But we are using the lovely Glencairn glasses that Marlis gave us.
That's true.
So it's really nice for tasting. And it, the cat, oh goodness. I have a cat right next to me and she's getting ready to roll off the table. Sweet biscuit and honeycomb with a bit of corn. Young but balanced with dessert Oregon oak tannins.
Okay. Oh,
that's really nice.
That's kind of nice, yeah. I like this one.
Oh, yeah. It's not as bitey as the whippersnapper.
Right. It's very smooth, and it's got some sweetness, but then just a little bit of bite at the end. The sweetness gets absorbed by some of the tannins.
Yeah, and this one is 42%. And it says for the flavor, full-bodied and low-octane. I agree. Caramel corn, bread and coconut mingle nicely with a gentle touch of toasted oak. Now, I also was looking at another site that it says the style is juicy and smooth. This is at tastings.com. Aroma.
Say that's true.
I'm glad I didn't actually read this beforehand because it says it tastes like something I don't like, which is kettle corn. Kettle corn and caramel sauce, which I don't agree with. Well, that's the aroma.
Maybe some caramel, yeah.
Some caramel. I don't think that it smells like kettle corn, though. The flavor, chocolate-covered red skin peanuts. I love how specific they get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chocolate-covered red skin peanuts?
Not just any chocolate-covered peanut, mind you.
And not just any kind of red skin peanuts, but chocolate-covered
ones. Chocolate-covered ones. And it's smooth. It says it's smooth, I believe. I agree with that. I think they seem to think it's best in cocktails, but I think this is totally drinkable on its own.
Oh, absolutely.
But it says cocktails that it would be good in as a mint julep, a hot toddy, or a Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, an easy drinking blended whiskey that hits all the notes. So this is
I think it tastes
very
it
nice.
It tastes to me like a really good bourbon, I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I might suggest, I just took another sip of the whippersnapper after this, and it's interesting that the whippersnapper is quite a bit sweeter, or it has more sweet notes.
Yeah.
And just give it a try. See what you think.
Has more sweet notes after drinking the Burnside? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or just to compare them that closely.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. It does change it a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, if you're interested in more two-fisted drinking, these two would go.
Yeah.
But that's probably not something we should be.
Well, maybe while you're in quarantine.
Hey, yeah, you can't touch your face if you have a glass in both hands, right?
That's right. Right. And one thing I noticed, too. What happened?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The screen on this computer went blank. One thing I was noticing, too, on the Burnside West End website is that they do, the tastings.com also has a buy it now, but they do take orders. I guess it probably depends on where you live as to whether they can send it to you.
Uh-huh.
But so yeah, it's something that people can order in a limited way. I'm sure there are places that it won't ship to. Mm-hmm. All right. I've almost said, I've been on so many online meetings, you know, as the host, that I almost said, okay, are there any questions? Okay. But I must have at least 2 WebEx meetings a day, and I'm just like, and then Zoom ones in the evening. I'm just like overwhelmed with online things. So if there aren't any questions.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question. What's the cost since you guys bought these?
Oh, I think they were all like around the $20 mark. It's total. No, a little more than that. That's right. It was more like between 20 and 30.
I think they were usually about 30. Yeah. All three of them were around that. Yeah.
I think they were very similar. That's true. I don't know, Marlis. We did it a long time ago.
I know.
I have lost count. And we did buy it in Oregon, which means that the price was lower than if we had purchased them in Washington.
And there were no punitive taxes as well. So that was really nice. The government might come get us. That's true. So, okay, government, if you're out there, I didn't just say that.
I'm going to go pay my use tax on this and later this week. Just so
alrighty.
You know. That's right. Yeah. Anyway, so yes, that was the bird side. So off to John and Crater Lake. And as so people know, John is an Oregon native, and I think he was really drawn to Crater Lake because it's such a pretty place. The label isn't quite as pretty as Crater Lake.
Well, the label's
is,
in black and white. And if you ever go to Crater Lake,
that's pretty.
It's just so intense.
Well, it's like a wood cut or one of those linoleum cuts, you know, type of thing, like letterpress kind of stuff.
And but just Crater Lake, Oregon, it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. It used to be, it's the site of, I believe it was named Mount Mazama, or that's what they call it now anyway, but it was a volcano thousands of years ago that erupted and collapsed in on itself, and the top of the volcano formed a small island in the middle of this, you know, this crater. And it filled with water, and I think it's one of the deepest lakes in North America. But it's just so intensely blue. The water is just incredibly beautiful.
We might actually have a picture somewhere of Crater Lake.
Probably
we visited it many, many years ago.
Yeah.
If we can find it, we'll post that with it so people can see what it looks like.
But anyway, yeah, so that's one of the things that drew me to that bottle is because it was named after Crater Lake. And Crater Lake Rye, which is the whiskey that we're talking about here, is distilled by Bend Distillery, and they pride themselves on being among the oldest small batch distilleries, which they opened their doors in 1996, which doesn't sound like it was that long ago, but I guess, you know, in recent times, I guess small batch distilleries probably haven't been around that long. They also make gin and vodka, and this is it's an 80 proof, which is a high rye expression, with a mash bill of 95% rye, and 5% barley.
Wow.
It is not chill filtered, and that leaves it a little bit cloudy. I didn't really notice that at first until I sat it down next to the other two, which... the first two that we did were fairly crystal clear, golden, but the Crater Lake is golden, but it does appear a little bit cloudy. So there's no age statement given on the bottle, but from what I read, it's aged 1 year, which the distillery says they hope will help preserve the spicy, fruity character of the grain. So... sounds pretty interesting. Go ahead and give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
It smells good.
I think I can smell that rye.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not like, you know, here, let me hit you in the face rye. It's a pretty mellow.
So, Marlis, do you picture fat, balding men sitting on bar stools when you smell it?
No, no. This is nicer than that.
Oh, boy. No.
That's the fat, balding men, for God's sake. Everyone should have good things to drink. That's my theory.
That's right. And, you know, I have in no way any room to talk about fat, balding men. So.
No.
I'm not balding, but I am the fat, so... Whatever.
Oh, this is interesting tasting.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah, I like
that. That is not rough. Right. Well, okay, it's got a little bit of bite right at the end, but
the finish can be a little bitey.
It's not harsh though. I mean, it's not bad. Mm-mm.
No, it's got some nice oak to it, mm-hmm. and. I'm going to say some kind of fruit, but I'm not quite sure what.
Did the tasting notes say what there's a should have a fruit?
Well, yeah, according to the tasting notes that I've got here, it says the nose is distinctly hot with white pepper notes and a hint of smoke. Underlying everything, though, is a pervasive chemical burn I can only compare to nail polish. I think I have to disagree with them on that.
No.
Yeah, and this is...
You know, this is taken from thewhiskeywash.com, and thanks to them for reviewing this previously, and I'm borrowing heavily from their notes.
But we disagree on the nail polish.
But yeah, I'm not.
I don't think they've used nail polish. That's what I think. Well, I know, and it's like this is not it.
I don't know, Marlis. It's Oregon, and men probably do use.
Nail polish. You never know. You never know.
Yeah, you
know. Not that there's anything Portland, wrong,
especially in Eugene and maybe Ben too. I don't mm-hmm. know. There might be some of the.
I don't know about Crater Lake.
The yuppie types, you know. Well, Ben Distilleries were.
This is where they do
Crater
it.
Lake comes.
Oh,
Crater Lake,
they don't actually live in Crater Lake.
Well, they don't live in the lake. No.
False advertising.
There is an island in the middle of the lake called Wizard Island, but I don't think anyone lives on it.
I didn't know that. I would use a bad word right now, but I don't want to give us a...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to call John a naughty word.
Okay.
Well,
not naughty word accepted then. Okay. that's all right.
I was just thinking maybe they distilled it at Crater Lake somewhere near there.
Well, I mean, Bend isn't that far.
It isn't? Mm-hmm. Well, do I know? I'm from Virginia.
Not
so,
super far. You know. It's within driving distance.
Interesting. It's kind of got a toasted taste to it, like toast, buttered toast, and
are you sure you're not having a stroke?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that one of the signs?
I think you're supposed to smell toast, but whatever.
Oh yeah, no, I was tasting it, and there's a little bit of sweetness, but not a lot. It's definitely kind of mellow in that medium range.
I'm definitely getting caramel on this one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like that. That's yummy.
Tommy's trying to give his opinion, but we're not going to let him.
Oh.
Yes, Tommy's one of our cats. So. I tried to let him sniff the glass, but he just didn't want to have anything to do with it. I'm surprised.
Oh. Cats.
Shocking.
Who knows?
Yeah. Scamper would have been all over it.
Well, yeah.
We used to have a cat that liked her alcohol. Not that we gave it to her, but... If our recycle bin got full and we had bottles of beer and wine on the floor next to the recycle, she would go over and lick the tops of the bottles. And one time I put my wine glass on the floor and she tried to drink out of it.
Oh, my goodness.
So she was something.
She was an unusual kitty.
She was an unusual kitty. I miss her. She was so cute.
She was a sweetie.
She was a sweetie, but she lived to be a ripe old age of 18, so... Sorry, Tommy just jumped on the table into Phoebe's face, and
both cats. Yeah,
two cats cannot occupy the same space at the same time.
Although they might try, yeah.
They're trying. Yeah. Tommy's trying, and Phoebe may or may not like it. But anyway, this is all three of these were tasty.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just tasted the Whippersnapper again after the Crater Lake, and that didn't do it any favors. It goes better with the burn side.
Okay.
for some reason.
So if you're doing whiskey pairing.
I'm just, you know, doing my thing here.
Yeah, sure, sure. Is it time to do water?
I think so.
I even have some water. John finished off the whippersnapper.
Yeah, pretty close to it. Yeah, I need a little bit more. And you have enough?
I think so.
Okay.
You're all right, Per Olof.
Oh, Per Olof is at it too. So all the cats are in attendance today.
Mo. I may have to go give him a treat. I'll be back in a moment. Okay. Well, first let's try the whippersnapper with water.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Oh, I kind of like that. Well, dilutes it a bit. I don't know that it does it any, makes it any tastier.
I don't notice anything major happening.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt it, but I don't think it helped it either.
It has a little bit less bite. I don't think it really helped or hurt the flavor any. It seems pretty good, but a little bit easier on the back of the throat, on the tongue.
Yeah, that. Okay, the cat has treats. Now I can return.
So, yeah, a little bit of water is definitely okay with that one.
Mm-hmm. And the Burnside West End blend. I don't like the water in that.
I think it brings out the aroma better, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I think your nose is broken.
It could be. But I think I like the West End just straight. That was very tasty all on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the water kind of took away some of the little bit of sweetness it had.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of like sucked it right out. So it brought out the aroma to me, but sucked out the sweetness, which was very nice straight. So.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, John?
I think it does seem a little less sweet, and almost, to me, I think it even feels like it has more burn to it. I don't know how that's possible. But
oh, interesting.
Maybe it's just I got too big of a mouthful. I don't know. It changed the character of it for me.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway.
Okay. And
pretty
now...
good, but maybe not as good.
Yeah, Crater Lake. I think I have to add a little to my glass here. Whoops, sorry.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We didn't give you mason jars. We gave you bottles.
Yeah, with labels, though, mm-hmm. So I knew what it is. Mm-hmm.
John loves his labeler.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I don't know. I think the both of the last two, I think I like better without the water.
Mm-hmm.
They're not such obstreperous whiskeys that you need to tone them down. They're kind of subtler, good sipping whiskey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. They
I think so.
They weren't real overpowering to begin with, and then you add some water to them, and they just get a little bit milder, which. It's still good, but I think I might like them a little bit the way they were before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Without the water.
Yeah.
So if you like, you know, whiskey with a little bit of ice, I just put like one cube and give yourself a fairly good shot of the whiskey so that it doesn't overpower it.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these are really tasty, you know, kind of sitting at home or in the backyard whiskeys.
Sorry.
You're Olaf, you're all right.
We're goofing around because we're on Zoom.
I know, it's very... It's
I have to lean into the camera, you know, so I'm making faces at Marlis. None of you can see that, of course.
Yes, and you will not. And you will not see it. Though maybe we could try and take a screenshot of it before we end. We will do that. But anyway, I just mixed up my glasses. I don't know which ones are which now.
I think that
was oh, no.
I don't know. Anyway. Matter.
We're done. We just went through.
But I think we can say that the distilling industry in Oregon is creating some very interesting whiskeys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whippersnapper, which may not be our favorite, but it was a different thing.
It's still drinkable, yeah.
Yeah, very drinkable and very, people are working really hard on it to make something unique. And I kind of like it. I'm looking forward to finishing this bottle.
I have to say that out of all of these, I don't think I've tasted anything like them in all of, in our 31 episodes. So they are unique so far. You know, and in case people, I'm sure we've mentioned, but we want to try and do eventually do all 50 states in our tastings. So hopefully we'll be able to mail order some ones from states too far for us to go. If not, we'll have to make a field trip, I guess. I don't know. What are you laughing at, Marlis?
Well, Per Olaf is experiencing existential angst, I think, and he's just complaining.
He wants to eat.
Yeah, that's what he is. I know.
Well, you know, and it looks like our Zoom taping, I'm so showing my age, recording is pretty good. So, looks like it's going to be good. So, we should be able to continue our podcasting on our semi-regular schedule.
on our decidedly irregular
schedule.
It took us a while to figure out we could do this. You know, it's like, oh, right, you know, because we weren't getting together, so we were trying to be responsible and not invade each other's homes. But
though we have had several Zoom happy hours since this whole thing began.
Oh, yeah. That's all good.
I've actually done quite a bit of drinking online in the last month.
I know. I think we're just going to be a world of alcoholics before the end of this. I'm not sure. Or just very appreciative of alcohol and its benefits.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess that's all we have for now. If, if where you live has some whiskeys you think we should, local whiskeys you think we should try, please email us at
funwithscotch@gmail.com.
And let us know what they are. And like us on Facebook, like us on Instagram. It's Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. Just search that and, let us know that you like us. You can leave us a review on wherever you get your podcast, too. And that would be great. We don't do this for money, but
yeah, no one's paying.
The way the world's going, we might be. I don't know. This might be our side hustle of some sort.
Maybe someday. Yeah.
Maybe someday.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you all for coming and listening. And we don't know what we will do for the next time, but we will try and figure something out. So.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Idaho's not very far away. Maybe we can
find
that's true. That's true. I'm sure they have to.
Maybe we can mail order something from Idaho. I don't know. I don't know if we can find it in stores here. I wonder what kind of looks we'll get if we go to Total Wine & More and say, "Do you have anything from Idaho?"
Yeah.
we'll do some research. Yeah, and then we'll see.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, because they apparently carry the ones that we are, at least the Burnside one, they carry that. Mm-hmm. So you never know. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess we'll see everyone, or we won't see you. We'll talk to you next time.
We'll talk at you.
We'll talk at you next time.
All right.
Take care.